Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing on the chapter on the virtues of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith and Abi Muhammadin Ka'b ibn Ujra radiyallahu anhu qal kharaja alayna an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqulna ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qad alimna kayfa nusallimu alayk fakayfa nusalli alayk. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Ujra radiyallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come out to us. So we told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to us. And we had told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we know how to make salam to you. We know how to greet you. We know how to make salam to you. But how do we send salawat upon you? That we don't know. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. O you who believe, send salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's what he's asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a command here to send salat upon you. We know how to greet you, how to make salam to you, that we were doing all along. But how do we send salat upon you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, قَالَ قُولُوا اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى آلِ مُحَمَّدْ كَمَا صَلَّيْتَ عَلَى آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say these words, اللهم صلي على محمد و الله سبحانه وتعالى. Send down special rahmat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam و على آل محمد and upon the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كما صليت على آل إبراهيم, as you have sent down your special rahmat upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. إنك حميد مجيد, that verily you are worthy of praise and you are all majestic. اللهم بارك على محمد. And the second part Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad, wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, send down your special barakat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala ali Muhammad, and upon the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kama barakta ala ali Ibrahim, as you have sent down barakat upon the family of Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam, innaka hamidun majid, you are worthy of praise, and you are all majestic. Such a comprehensive dua we are taught to recite, and we are taught to make upon salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You'll find in the hadith there are many different variations, but the one that ulama say is the most comprehensive is the one that we read after tashahud. The most comprehensive durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Almost the same words of this hadith that we did, the words of tashahud. So here also we find that the words of tashahud and the words of durood, the words after tashahud, the durood after tashahud, and the duroods that come in the various narrations, we find they're very similar. The ulama say that this is the most comprehensive one, therefore we recite this one in our salat. One more hadith, and Abi Mas'ud al-Badari radiyallahu anhu. Sahabi's name was Abu Mas'ud. Al-Badari was because he took part in the Battle of Badr. So it was such a great event, such a great battle that had taken place, that a person that had taken part in the Battle of Badr, that they who take the title as Badari, special title they got, special privilege, that they were there with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that Mubarak occasion. So that Abu Mas'ud al-Badari radiallahu anhu, qal, he says that atana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa nahnu fi majlis Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiyallahu anhu. He said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to us, and we were sitting in the majlis of Sa'd ibn Ubadah. We were sitting in the company of Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiyallahu anhu. He was the head of the Khazraj. We know in Medina Sharif there were two main tribes. One was the Aus and one was the Khazraj. So he was the head of the Khazraj. So in those days the people would sit, they would spend time with the seniors, with the leaders. So he said, we were sitting with the leader, the Amir or the Sayyid, the leader of the Khazraj tribe, Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to us. فَقَالَ لَهُ Bashir ibn Sa'd. So a person by the name of Bashir ibn Sa'd, he said, أَمَرَنَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَن نُصَلِّ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to send salat upon you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَكَيْفَ نُصَلِّ عَلَيْكَ O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How must we send salat to you? See how beautiful Sahaba is. When they didn't know anything, they didn't understand, they didn't start deducing their own things. Although they were masters in Arabic, they were masters in poetry, they knew the laws, they could have deduced what they wanted to, But they knew the right thing to do is ask. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is here. Let us ask him something so simple. How must we send salat upon you? So he asked, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كيف نصلي عليك? How do we send salat upon you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? فَسَكَتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حَتَّى تَمَنَّيْنَا أَنَّهُ لَمْ يَسْأَلْهُ. He's saying, the Sahabi is saying, Abu Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is explaining that this Sahabi by the name of Bashir ibn Sa'd had asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this question, how do we send salat upon you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent for so long that we wish now that he didn't ask this question. Because they thought to themselves that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking so long to answer. Perhaps he didn't like the question. And this is what you call intihai muhabbat, extreme love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That one person asked a question, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taking long to answer. They thinking maybe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't like that question. So they were wishing to themselves, how nice if he didn't ask. Because maybe this upsets Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you got so much of love for a person, then you worry about even those things that may be psychologically upsetting him, that things that may be disturbing him. So much of love, he's saying that we just wish that this question wasn't asked. Because maybe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is getting upset. That's why he's taking long to answer. And this is what you call real love. Even that much, that delay in answer, he's thinking that I hope this question wasn't asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, حَتَّى تَمَنَّيْنَا أَنَّهُ لَمْ يَسْأَلْهُ ثُمَّ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After a slight delay, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the answer. One other thing we learn from here is when a person is asked a question, there's no need to hasten in the answer. There's no need to rush the answer. From the akhlaq and the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many times he would take time and then he would answer. Sometimes he would wait for wahi. And sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would choose and he would select and be very deliberate about the words that were coming or the words that he was choosing. So this shows this part of even answering, this part of akhlaq. Sometimes a person wants to show how intelligent he is or how he knows the answer. He just starts rattling. That's not the way to do it. A person should think, pause, be very careful, be selective about his words, say the right things and then answer. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam therefore then answered, ثُمَّ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قُولُوا اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى آلِ مُحَمَّدْ كَمَا صَلَّيْتَ عَلَى آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمْ. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, send your special rahmat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like you have sent your special rahmat upon the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Mubarak ala Muhammadi wa ala Ali Muhammad. O Allah Pak, send your barakat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kama barakta ala Ali Ibrahim. Like how you have sent your barakat upon the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Innaka hamidun majid. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are worthy of all praise and you are all majestic. Wassalamu kama qad alimtum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and the salam is like you know, and as you make salam, that's how you make the salam. Either these were the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last part, and the salam is as you know, or this was the words of the narrator of the hadith, that salam is as you normally would make salam. So he explained how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to send salat. A very quick point here. Ulama explained that a very good prescription to remove worries, to remove concerns, to remove anguish. A lot of people are going through a lot of concern, worry, problems. A very effective way is kasrati durood. To read a lot of durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a very, very effective way, continuously sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ulama explain why. They say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive. It was his style when anybody gave him a gift. It was his way, his manner. Somebody gave him a gift. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would repay the gift and he would repay it in a better manner. It was always his way that he would repay the gift and he would repay it in a better manner. This was his style, his kareem, his mubarak, his noble way when he was alive. Ulama say now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has departed from this world. But when a person is sending durood, it's coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a gift, as a hadiah. So when he's receiving that gift, he's receiving it with that person's name together with that person's father's name, that so and so send durood upon you. So they say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama explain, is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's style was always to repay a gift. So when this gift of durood comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repays this gift with dua for that person. So what a great thing it is. So therefore when a person is going through worry, is going through anguish, is going through difficulties, an easy way to get around it is to constantly send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is hope that we will benefit also from the reciprocation of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us. May Allah Pa give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.